Tim Parody joins us now from Business Insider. He always has my favorite job description ever, job title. He is the future of work correspondent, which is such a cool field to analyze and study. Tim, you do it well. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you wrote an article, and you were specifically talking about the tech industry, about how being likable might matter more than being good. And I think, Tim, we can broaden this out to any industry. But what did you find out through your research in the tech world?
Well, I spoke to some folks who passed along this comment to me, and it kind of struck a nerve just thinking about at a time when people are really worried about layoffs and when they're concerned about overall spending cuts, particularly in tech after a rough couple of years, that, you know, essentially just they want to make sure that they're a team player, that their boss likes them, that their colleagues like them, that they're, at least in their mind, they're less apt to be cut than the person who is the jerk.
Well, some people might think, well, just do the best job you can. Come early, stay late, code harder than others. I don't really know. You could tell I'm not a tech guy, but maybe not so much.
One person I spoke with said, he wished that he had spent more time on, I don't want to say buttering up the bosses, but at least sort of forming those relationships with higher ups and less time grinding out doing the work, because he thought, that it just the return on his effort would have been better to make sure that he was seen as a team player and seen as likable rather than somebody who was maybe cranky because he was grinding so much.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense to me. And not only just putting FaceTime with bosses, but other coworkers, and doing it in an authentic way, not in a, I'm going to get my 1 minute with the boss today, but genuinely approaching the boss with interesting information or thoughts or just, you know, off the cuff non-work stuff at a time that seems natural. I think that's got to be part of the equation here too, Tim.
Absolutely. I mean, I think most people are pretty good at, you know, detecting when someone is, just giving them platitudes or something like that. And when it kind of just feels like it's performative. So I think, yeah, absolutely. It has to be genuine. It has to be, can't be seen as, you know, you're just brown nosing. So I think you just really want to make sure that it's something that's relevant and shows your interest in the role and the work. But, it doesn't hurt to do a little bit of that.
This likability factor in keeping jobs now, I wonder where the world of work from home or hybrid schedules plays into this. If people that have been with the company longer and maybe had developed a rapport with people before the pandemic, maybe they're more likely to stay on because they're known. The workers know them as a likable person because they saw them in the office every day. Same with the bosses. I wonder if people that hopped on during or right after the pandemic are maybe at a disadvantage. Maybe they are likable in real life, but they just haven't put in enough actual face time in the office to develop that relationship.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think a lot of people would argue that it's, you know, can be harder to forge relationships with coworkers when you don't see them face to face. You know, you might see somebody on a meeting on a screen or in person, but it's sometimes that chit chat on the way in or out of the meeting room is an example that, you know, gives you a little color into their life. So I think it's a fair point to think that people who have been remote might have a tougher challenge. It's not to say that it's not possible. I've talked to lots of people who have formed great relationships with coworkers from afar, but it just might take a little more time and a little more effort.
Are there certain jobs where this likability factor matters more or less than the job performance?
Yeah, so the sort of classic tech example is, you know, would be something like a coder, where you might be doing a lot of solo work during the day. That might not matter quite as much for certain people, whereas if you're in a different role, like, say, project management or design, that's by its nature more collaborative. I had one tech veteran tell me that, you know, likability is just part of the metric for that job. You have to be able to do that, to be that in order to do the job well. So it's part of, you know, it's part of how somebody would be evaluated in that role more formally, how well they can bring people along with them rather than somebody who might be more of a solo worker.
Yeah, I think that what the honest truth is that if someone is entirely likable, just charming and completely great, but a horrific worker, they're not going to last long. And the people that are, you know, horrible people, but are great workers, they're not going to last long either. Where this really gets down to the nuances, people that are kind of like between the 40 and 60th percentile on both factors. Did that make any sense, Tim, to you?
100%. Yeah, I think you're right. I did have someone tell me that as well. They're like, this is likability is not going to make up for ineptitude, you know, maybe once in a while, but pretty rarely. And especially in a hard charging culture like tech, you've got to have the goods. And if you don't have it, you're not going to last long.
All right, I've got about a minute left, Tim. You wrote another story about the 4-day work week. Boy, a couple of years ago, it was probably with you. We talked about the surge in this, perhaps legislation coming for the 4-day work week. Is it gone? Are Fridays back on now?
It's not entirely gone, but let's say that it's deferred for now for a lot of workers. I think that because the overall thrust of the piece was that because employers have more power than they did just a couple of years ago, they don't have to do as much to woo workers. they just don't need to think about these kind of dangle these incentives that would enhance somebody's work-life balance quite as much as they did a few years ago.
Yeah, I think that also what's just changed is the who has the hand, right, in this relationship between mm-hmm. employees and employers has sort of shifted. Maybe we're at a more of an equilibrium, but it certainly was the employers a couple years ago who could dictate the terms. That has changed and might continue to change over the next few years. And when it does, Tim, we'll call on you. How does that sound?
It sounds great. Look forward to it.
Always do great work at Business Insider. That's Tim Paradis.